Hello, greetings. This is Starlight Internet Radio, SIR broadcasting service that features winners, stars, and extraordinary producers in various fields of life endeavors. The program is also available online at www.starlightsradio.zerocatch.com. I am your host, Dorothy Adero, presenting to you today some edited audio clips from the interesting but controversial topic, The Vagina Monologues, a play that has been acted in over 57 countries and at numerous academic institutions of the world. Many academic institutions of higher learning have stressed the importance of women thoroughly knowing about their external and internal body organs, for the truth, and only the truth, can set one free. Women particularly have been encouraged not to harbor deep fears and humiliations about their own body organs, even at the cost of their own lives. The vagina is a sacred body organ, not to be turned into a weapon of social, economic, and political controversy, or into a weapon of mass destruction. An example is given from a Ugandan scenario in the mid-1980s at the home of an ex-chief, Chief Joseph Okello of Dokolo in northern Uganda. In this real-life scenario, some rebels had come into the home from the bushes and demanded at gunpoint that all the women in the home remove off their clothes, for they, the rebels, wanted to take away the clothing. The women embarrassingly did that, except for one daughter-in-law who could not put herself through the humiliation of doing that in front of her father-in-law. She was shot down dead, and that is how her life ended. In today's world of booming children and women trafficking trade, many women who reject sexual slavery are subjected to humiliations of having to remove their clothes, have their naked bodies searched thoroughly through hand caressings, kneel down and move forward on their hands and knees as their vaginas are looked into in search of weapons of mass destruction. In light of all the ongoing vagina-related tragedies, it is only important as academic institutions and leaders, as the Ugandan ex-minister of Ethics and Integrity, Honorable Maria Matembe, knows, that women become more enlightened about all their body organs in a positive light and in a manner that could preserve their lives. It is against this background that we present at this show some audio clips of The Vagina Monologues, with the vagina presented as a sacred tool of pleasure, preservation, and reproduction. The sound clips, reproduced with permission from The Vagina Monologues organizers, are from a play acted out by Queen's University students in Kingston, Ontario, Canada.